And I'm now talking to Laurence, who's here at the door. She says she's just a guide, but I think she's more than that. Tell us, what your job consists of?
Of course, it's guided tours as well, of the castle and the exhibition. But you also have plenty of things for children, schools, individuals. And I'm in charge of creating animation for them. Just like maybe you saw on the first floor of the castle, we've got origami, kirigami, the flowers created with dice, and plenty of things like that. That's what I'm in charge of. Some conferences as well, in charge of asking people to come and animate different workshops, photography, botanic drawings, things like that.
The timetable for the summer at Rochechaguet is very full. There's lots of things going on.
Yes.
Give us an idea of some of the things the visitors can come and see.
Oh, plenty of things. In the park, you've got plenty of concerts, theatre, dance, plenty of things like that. Most of them are free, but some of them you have to pay for them. You also have conferences, you have meetings with the artists this year, so, two days like that. You've got natural events as well. There are plenty of things to see and to do.
For people who want to find out, they can find that on the website?
We've got a website with the whole season on it, and telling you if you have to book, if it's free, when you have to come, whatever you need to know, actually. And you can also call and ask for that.
About this particular exhibition, what are the highlights for you?
There are always highlights, plenty. Tomorrow you've got meetings with artists, and the same in June as well. You will meet other artists, mainly on the outside, actually. And you also have all the animation I was telling you about for the children, guided tours every day. So you've got plenty of things to see. Hope to see you soon.